Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. We've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing God's Word Will Stand here in just a moment. Then we're going to go into a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're preaching the second part of the message on the drunkenness of Noah. This is part two of the message.
Chapter 7, verse number 1. I want you to notice this. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteousness before me in his generation. Notice some things. That Noah was a man of character. Notice now back up to chapter number 6 and verse number 8. Chapter number 6 and verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. On the areas of being a good man, a good character. This man's got all of the things that God's looking for to use. Can I give you 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 4? And if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. What's that mean, preacher? He's a preacher of righteousness, meaning he's a preacher of things that are right. And the only way that you ever know that things that are right is for you to follow the patterns and the words that are mentioned in God's book, the Word of God. Amen. So God has given accountability to Noah, and God's saying about Noah that he's a preacher of righteousness, he's a just man, he's a man of great standards, and a man of great character. That's the ones that God can use. The Bible says, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. So we find when it comes to Noah's character, you would say that Noah was a pretty good fella. He lived circumspectly, walked circumspectly, lived righteously. So, however, the people of Noah's day did not. The people in Noah's day were, the Bible said this in chapter 6 in verse number 5, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of his thoughts were evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth and grieved him in his heart. I find it interesting that while Noah, before the flood, was a man of great character, he was a man of great standards, a man of great convictions, we find him as the preacher, if you will, but after the flood, things begin to change. I don't understand that, Brother Kevin. I never have. I've been studying this Bible for years and years and years, and I don't understand what changed while Noah was the man of great character, the man of great standing. God used Noah. God sent the flood. Noah's in the ark. God preserved him. And then on the other side, we find Noah's failure. So let me give you something interesting. The condition of man is so bad in Noah's days that it's compared to our day. How many agrees today that we're living in a wicked generation? We're living in a wicked world. How many has ever thought to yourself, maybe you just thought this question, how long can God let this go on? I've thought that myself. How long will God let this go on? And then my answer to that would be what Abraham did with Lot. Abraham is up there before God and he's bargaining with God and saying, hey, if I find, 50, if I find 10 and in Sodom, will you spare the land? And I think that that's where we're at. We're getting growing closer and closer and closer in wickedness to the day when God's going to say, that's enough. It's time to get them out. Amen. All right, so let me give you this thought. It's interesting, but man's condition or the days of Noah are exactly the same as they are in our day. Look, I want you to look this morning at the drunkenness of Noah and the curse to which it brought to generations that followed. Drunkenness didn't just impact Noah in a day. This one act of drunkenness did not just impact Noah and this day. No, it was generation after generation after generation that followed after it. I want you to see the results of drunkenness and how that it's caused Noah's family to come to slavery. I want you to think about it. Remember this. Noah cursed Canaan, right? The son of Ham, because of his wickedness. He cursed him and he said that they were going to be servant to their brothers. Can I tell you this morning that drunkenness will always bring you to a place to where you become the slave. You say, that ain't true, preacher. That ain't true. I'm going to tell you something, it is too. You become Satan's slave when you're bound by that of drunkenness. Someone once said this, that sin will take you farther than you want to go, and it'll cost you more than you want to pay, and it'll cost you to stay longer than you want to stay. Amen. You are a slave to drunkenness, which is produced by the devil, amen. Can I tell you this morning, if you're a slave to drunkenness, the best thing you can do is put the bottle down and pick up your Bible, amen. That's the best thing you can do. You don't want to be in that place. People will play with their booze these days and act like it's no big deal. They'll socially drink it. They think that as long as they don't get drunk that they're okay, but it's not Satan's job to entice you to the shallow portion of the pool, friend. It's God's, it's the devil's job and his tactics to bring you to the deep end, to take you down, and to pull the life out of you. If Satan can drown you, he will. You say, how do I avoid the tactics of the devil? Leave it on the shelf. Leave it on the shelf. Leave it on the shelf and never pick it up. We could go around this room and we could talk about story after story after story, how the alcohol has destroyed the homes and the lives and the friends of individuals all around this room, but yet we still are looking at a group of young people, amen, that are playing with sin, that are thinking it's not going to get me. I'm going to tell you something, friend, you better be careful. Careful, that's why I'm preaching this. Don't be deceived by the devil. If the generation before you fell into the sin, your generation has the ability to fall into that same place. There's a danger. What's the danger, preacher, to lose your testimony? You know what? Be ashamed this morning is for some of our young people, man, we've invested and spent money and we've taken them to youth camp and we've taken them to Bible school and boy, we've give gifts and we've done all kinds of things helping them to try to be a superb individual for the things of God, but then turn around and that same individual get in the wrong crowd, that same individual taste the wrong things, and that same individual end up becoming a drunkard throughout their life. That's horrible. Ruin your testimony, and once your testimony's scarred, it will never be the same. You say, preacher, is there repentance? Is there forgiveness? Absolutely. But once that scars are, it becomes part of your testimony. Amen. I'd a whole lot rather hear the testimony of somebody that stayed away. I'd a whole lot rather hear the testimony of somebody that said, hey, I'm going to tell you what Jesus did for me. Jesus kept me out of them things. Jesus kept me out of them holes. Jesus kept me out of them pitfalls. Than to hear somebody come up and say, well, I tell you what, I fought the devil all these years, and I tell you, he's been beating on me. Listen, friend, I'd a whole lot rather hear your testimony of how that God preserved you, how that God held you, how that God helped you get through some dangers and darkness of this world. Amen. If you'll stick to Jesus, you can leave it on the shelf. We've looked at the danger of it. But let's look for just a moment how that drunkenness affects your testimony. We read in the passage after how that Noah was a just man, he's a preacher of righteousness, how that he was a family man, a working man. Noah went into the ark and Noah came out of the ark. He did eventually come out. He was in there. Look, I don't know if you realize this, but Noah was in the ark about a year. I mean, if you think about it, 40 days and 40 nights, right? That's a long time. But then you got to wait till the waters come down. And there's a period of time there. Can you imagine? Look at Genesis chapter number 8, verse 18. This is when Noah's leaving the ark. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. And every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl that whosoever creepeth and whatsoever that creepeth upon the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. What God put in the ark, God was able to deliver from the ark. Amen. Listen, if you ever get in things of God, God will not just bring you through for today and tomorrow. He'll take you through to eternity and get you free from the outside. But let me look at this other situation. Look at verse number 20. And Noah, what did he do? Builded an ark unto the Lord. His character was someone who honored God, did that which is right, and walked with God. Up until this point, Noah has an outstanding testimony. In fact, I know this, that up to this point, I'd let him preach, praise God, in our pulpit any day. At this point, amen, I'd let old Noah come up and, amen, open the Word of God and preach to you, amen, and tell you what God's done in his life. But all of a sudden, things begin to change.
That's all the time we have for the day. Please tune in next week as we continue part three of the message on the drunkenness of Noah. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.